Good morning.
早上好。
The last sermon I talked about, we who endure trials will be blessed because of what God has promised in Christ.
在上一次讲道中我提到、在各样的试炼中如果我们能够忍耐、就会得到神所应许的祝福。
As James tells us that we should trust God when we are facing various trials.
当、雅各告诉我们在我们面对各样的试炼的时候我们要信靠神。
Some people might think that God is the one who causes the temptation that leads us to sins.
所以有的人就会想到是不是神使我们、经受各种的试探以至于犯罪。
Therefore, they blame God for their own failure.
所以如果他们在试炼中失败他们 就责怪神。
It has been always a theological controversy to accept God's total sovereignty in all things on one hand and to deny his responsibility for sin on the other hand.
这个在、神学上 有一定的争议就是说在一方面我们承认神在任何事情上都有主权、另一方面 又否认神在罪上面有任何责任。
As a matter of fact, English translation of this passage, you know, make our interpretation more complicated because English uses different words for trials and temptation.
实际上这个英语的翻译在这里使我们的对这段的理解就更加的复杂了，因为英文的翻译圣经里边用了两个词在这里边，一个是 trial， 一个是 temptation， 也就是中文里面也用了两个词，叫做试炼和试探。
Yes, I just say, you know, trial for trial and temptation for temptation.
这个试炼就是试炼，试探就是试探。
Various Greek uses only one word. This is perasmos, the Greek word, for two totally opposite meanings.
在这个希腊的原文里边呢，它就用了一个词叫做 perasmos。这个就但是它有两个相反的意思。
A trial is not temptation.Temptation is not trial.
所以这两相反意思就是试探不是试炼，试炼不是试探。
And in chapter 1, verse 12, the word perasmos is used in the sense of trials or testings.
在十二节那里，这个希腊文的这个词用的意思就是一种试炼，就是一种考验。
But in the present context, verses 13 to 14, the word is being used differently to mean temptation.
但在这个地方13节到14节这个词呢就用的意思不一样，是用作试探的意思。
In this passage, James tells us that、genuine faith is evidenced not only in succeeding various trials.
这个雅各在这里就告诉我们说真正的信心呢是在这个不单是在各种的试炼中能够胜过这个试炼。
But also in not blaming God that he is the one who is responsible for our temptation and sins.
而且就是说在试炼中并不怪罪神并不认为是神把我们带到各种的试炼当中。
And here James tells us three reasons why we have to believe that God is not responsible.
在这里雅各告诉我们有三个原因是为什么神不是神把我们带到试探当中。
First, it's because God does not tempt anyone.
是第一个原因就是说神不试探任何人。
In verse 13, James tells us that God cannot be tempted by evil.
在第十三节那里、雅各就说神不会被恶所试探。
In general, people always have problems to understand the relationship between God and evil.
所以一般来说人们经常对这个、神和、罪恶之间的关系、搞得不太清楚。
Now, one of the most common logical problems that people face goes like this.
我们经常面对的一个常见的问题是这样的。
If God is all good, he would view all good and no evil.
就是说一方面如果神是完全美善的神就 他的意愿就全都是好的不会有恶。
But in reality, evil exists as well as good.
但是在现实当中、罪恶 和美善都是同时存在的。
Therefore, these people, you know, conclude that, you know, either God is not all-powerful, or not all-good, or both.
所以就有人 就得出这个结论是要么神不是、完全不是全能的或者就是不是全善的或者是两者皆有。
What is evil?
那么这个罪恶这个恶究竟是什么呢？
This is a very important question in our lives.
这是在我们生活中一个非常重要的问题。
One of the most common misunderstandings about evil is the tendency to see evil as a thing or a being.
在我们这个经常常见的误解就是我们、倾向于把 evil 把这个罪恶想象成一种东西一种存在物。
Human is a being.
人是一种存在的一种个体。
A chair or a desk or a pen is a thing.
像桌子啊这个椅子啊笔啊是一种东西。
When people define evil as a thing or a being, this will bring a total confusion.
如果我们把 罪恶把它定义成某一种存在的物体或者某一种东西的话就会引起很大的
And actually, this problem has been around long time ago.
实际上这个问题已经有很长时间了。
Now, Augustine, you know, maybe you know, most of you have heard about Augustine, was one of the most prominent and influential church fathers in our church history.
奥古斯丁是在这个教会历史上一个非常具有影响力的、这个教父。
He was a very brilliant, you know, theologian and thinker.
他是一个伟大的神学家，也是一个思想家。
But in his early age, he was once influenced by this Manichaean dualism, and even embraced Manichaean teachings.
他在他的早年的时候，他被这个所谓的这叫摩尼教的二元论所影响，并且甚至一度接受了这种。
Now, Manichaean dualism teaches that there are two ultimate beings, one good and one evil.
这种观念就是说呢，有两种终极的存在，就是善和恶。
And as a result, you know, Manichaean believe that no one can destroy evil because both good and evil exist eternally.
所以也就是、根据这种理论没有人能够、除掉罪恶因为、善和恶都是终极的存在。
But by God's grace at one point, you know, Augustine had come up from this mistake.
靠着神的恩典奥古斯丁、终于 在一个时候他走出了这个错误的观念。
In one of his most famous books, Confessions, he concluded that evil is not a being.Evil is not a thing, a substance or an entity.
在他的一个著名的书叫做悔改。
忏悔录。
忏悔录。在这个书里面他、总结出了这个恶不是一种存在的物体也不是一种东西也不是一种物质也不是一个个体。
This was Augustine's you know, great breakthrough that liberated him from Manichaean dualism.
这个是一个很大的突破，使得他从这种、二元论的这个里边摆脱出来。
He discovered that all thing is good metaphysically, or all being is good in itself.
他发现所有的存在物本身呢、啊，在形而上的来说都是好的，就是这个事物本身都是好的。
And Genesis 1 tells that all being is either the creator or his creature.
那个创世纪第一章告诉我们说这个所有的、存在体要么是创造者本身要么就是他的创造。
And God himself is good.
那神自己是完全美善。
And he saw and declared everything that he made, he created a good.
而且他、他看着所有他所创造的都是好的。
Now, if evil were a being, there would be no way to solve the problem of evil.
如果这个恶是一种某一种存在的个体呢，我们就永远没有办法解决这个关于罪恶的问题。
Because in this case, it's either God made it, and therefore He's not all good.
所以在这如果是这种情况呢，我们就说这个一种情况就是说是神创造了恶，所以神自己并不是完全美善。
Or else God did not make evil, and therefore He's not the all-powerful creator of all things.
或者神没有创造罪恶，那也就是说神并不是所有事物的创造者。
But evil is not a thing, as I said.
但是就像我所说的，这个罪恶并不是一种事物。
And things are not evil in themselves.
树本身并没有恶在其中。
Now, for example, a gun is not evil.
比如说一把枪，它自己并不是恶。
Now, even the gun that kills you in one shot is not evil in itself.
即便是这把枪，就是一枪把你给打死了，它自己也不是恶。
And then, where is the evil?
那这个罪恶究竟在什么地方？
Even the devil is good in his being.
即便是魔鬼在他本体也是好。
Simply put, devil is a good thing gone bad.
简单的说就是这个魔鬼他就是一个好东西变坏。
In fact, a very good thing gone very, very bad.
实际上是一个非常好的东西变得非常坏。
The devil was an angel who fell from grace.
实际上他是这个堕落的天使。
Now from the Bible, Augustine realized that evil is in the will.
从圣经中奥古斯丁认识到这个罪恶实际上是在人的心思意念当中。
Evil is in the choice.
是在我们所做的选择当中。
Evil is in the intent.
是我们的意图当中。
Which puts a wrong order into the physical world of things and acts.
这些这个使我们在使这个物质世界里的东西和事物就变得混乱。
And Augustine, listen carefully. Augustine defines evil as disorder love and disorder will.
奥古斯丁是这样定义恶的，他把恶定义成错乱的爱和错乱的意志。
It is a wrong relationship.A non-conformity between our will and God's will.
它是一个错误的关系，一个我们的意愿和神意愿之间的这种不协调的关系。
And as a matter of fact, God did not make evil; we did.
事实上，神并没有创造恶，我们把它创造出来。
The Bible tells that God is holy.
圣经告诉我们，神是圣洁。
While the prophet Isaiah stood before the Lord, one of the angelic creatures cried out, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled of his glory.
在这个先知以赛亚站在神面前的时候，有一个天使大声地喊道，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣耀充满全地。
And shortly after God established the covenant of Sinai, the Lord asked Moses to remind the people of Israel, saying, You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy.
在这个西乃山，神与以色列众民那个订立他们的立约之后不久，神就提醒摩西，告诉以色列人说，你们要圣洁，因为我耶和华你们的神是圣洁的。
And likewise, in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16, in the same way God tells the church in the New Testament, You shall be holy, for I am holy.
在新约里边，神也告诉教会，在彼得前书那里说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
And God's holiness has nothing to do with anything less than pure and perfect righteousness.
神是完全圣洁的，跟任何的不完美和这个不公义是毫无关系的。
And God's character and integrity cannot be compromised.
神的这种公义正直的这个品性是不会得到破坏。
妥协。
就不会妥协的。
So our next question is, If God does not tempt us, what tempts us?
所以我的问题就是说，既然神没有试探我们，那什么是在试探我们呢？
This leads us to the second point of our message.
这就带到我们这个信息的第二点。
And James tells us that the second reason why we must trust God that He is not the one who tempts us in our trials is because we are tempted by our own desire.
雅各告诉我们这个之所以我们在各种试炼当中要相信神不是在试探我们，是因为实际上我们是被自己的私欲所试探。
But the word desire does not mean, you know, our wants in general or our emotions.
在这里，这个词，这个欲望，这个并不是指私欲，并不是指的我们正常的那种愿望或者情感情绪。
Now James did not teach a kind of avoidance of all human passions.
雅各并不是在教导我们要去避免那种正常的人类的正常的情绪。
In other words, desires are not intrinsically evil as they are thought by some other religions.
这个愿望欲望本身并不是什么罪恶，并不像有些其他的宗教所说的那样。
Now what the word originally means is some kind, you know, of lust to do evil or the desire to exalt oneself or some kind of greed for money, power or sex.
在这个地方，这个词本身的意思就是某一种强烈的愿望，要去做某一些坏事，或者是想要提高自己自鸣得意这个样子，或者是一种强烈的贪婪，对于金钱呢权势性这种强烈的贪婪。
So in this passage, it can be understood as we are tempted by our own lust.
这一段我们可以理解成为就是我们被自己的这个私欲所。
And for example, beauty itself never forces anyone to sin.
比如说这个美丽并没有强迫任何人去犯罪。
Now when you see a beautiful necklace, it's nothing wrong for you to have a desire to get one.
当你看到一个漂亮的项链的时候，那个你想得到一个，这没有任何的错。
However, when your desire turns into a kind of greed and obsession, even though you can't afford to buy one,
但是如果你这个愿望变成就是说，即便是你不能你买不起一个，而且但是你还是要有强烈的占有的欲望。
Or your desire may turn into jealousy when you see your good friend has one and you can't afford to get one.
或者就是变成那个你自己不能买得起，但是你的好朋友有一个，所以你就嫉妒。
This is not normal desire. It is lust.
这就不是正常的欲望，这就是私欲。
Approval of beauty becomes desire for beauty.
对这个美丽的认可就变成了对美丽的渴望。
And desire for beauty may become lust for beauty.
那个这个对美丽的渴望就变成对美丽的私欲。
The actual problem does not lie with the beauty or even your approval.
这个真正的问题并不在于美丽本身，也甚至不在于对我们对美丽的认同。
The actual problem lies with you who turns approval to lust.
这个真正的问题是在于我们把这个认同变成了私欲。
The fact is, James is telling us that the primary focus is not in the test or temptation itself.
在这里，这个雅各告诉我们的这个关键主要的焦点不是在于这个试炼或者是试探本身。
The primary difference is actually in our response to the test.
这 主要的这个区别实际上是在于我们对这个考验这个试炼的反应。
If we who go through the test respond faithfully with obedience, God has promised He will bless us.
如果我们的反应是信靠神顺服神，那神就应许他会给我们祝福。
If we who go through the test use ourselves in the flesh like doubting God and disobeying, we fall into temptation to sin.
但是我们的回应如果是表现出我们自己的这个私心老我，这个怀疑神背逆神，那我们就落入了试探以致犯罪当中。
The best example we can learn is from Jesus himself.
最好的例子我们可以学习的就是从耶稣基督自己。
And Matthew tells that Jesus was led up by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil.
在马太福音那里告诉我们说呢，耶稣基督被圣灵引导进入旷野中被魔鬼试探。
But the first time when I read this passage, I was so shocked.
我第一次读到这段的时候，我感到很惊讶。
I say, what? The Holy Spirit led Jesus into temptation.
我说什么？这个圣灵把耶稣基督带进试探。
Or in other words, it was God who led Jesus into temptation.
就是换句话说，实际上是神让耶稣基督经受试探。
For me, it's a very strange idea that God will lead someone into temptation.
对我来说，这个想法就是神会把人带进试探，是很奇怪的一个想法。
Now, but I want you to take note that it is one thing to say God lead us into temptation. It is another thing to say God tempts us.
我希望你注意到这个说神把我们带进试探是一回事。就是说神试探我们的是另一回事。
In the remainder of the story in Matthew chapter 4, it was not God who tempted Jesus.
那在这一段，这个在马太福音第四章剩下的这剩下的部分，并不是神在试探耶稣基督，是魔鬼在试探。
It was Satan.
他是魔鬼。
Now from Satan's view, the so-called wilderness experience was intended as a temptation.
从这个撒旦魔鬼这个角度来看，这个旷野里边的这一段经历呢，他是试图去试探耶稣基督。
But for Jesus, the experience was a test.
但是对耶稣基督来说，这个经历实际上是一个考验。
Now which he passed with a total obedience and reliance solely on God's word.
耶稣基督通过了这个考验，靠着是他对神完全的顺服，以及靠着神的话语。
When Satan said to Jesus when he was fasting in the wilderness, If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread.
那个撒旦对耶稣基督当时在旷野里边进食，撒旦对他说，如果你是神的儿子，你可以把这些石头变为食物。
But Jesus replied by quoting from the Bible saying, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
耶稣基督呢引用圣经里的话回应说，人活着不单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Now likewise, if you look at the Lord's Prayer, have you noticed that the last line of the prayer is very fascinating?
类似的，如果你看那个主导文，你就会注意到最后这个最后一行的祷告是很令人惊奇的。
It's phenomenal.
It's 不同寻常。
Now, Jesus taught us to pray, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil or the evil one.
耶稣基督教导我们祷告的时候，这个地方说，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
In other words, the prayer implies that God in certain occasions may lead us into temptation.
换句话说，在某一种情况下，神可能会带我们进到试探。
The first time I came across this passage was really scratching my head.
当我第一次看到这段经文的时候，我的确是很迷惑。
I asked myself, what kind of God is this who leads us into temptation?
我就在想，这是什么神竟然带人进入试探。
But when we try to unpack this prayer in light of a larger context of the Bible,I think the prayer does not teach us to ask God to remove any temptation in our lives.
当我们从圣经的上下文当中来看这段，试图理解这段祷告的时候，我想呢，就说这个祷告不是说求神在把我们生活中任何的试探都除掉。
Instead, it means something like the ideas of asking our Heavenly Father not to lead us into a test.That because of our weakness could become unbearable temptation and give opportunity to the devil to tempt us.
这个呢，这意思就是说呢，我们是求神呢，不要让我们经历到那样的试炼或者试探，就是说在那种情况下，由于我们 自身的软弱，我们不能够承受那种考验，以至于给魔鬼试探我们的机会。
That's why the Lord's Prayer follows by saying, "But deliver us from the evil or the evil one."
所以这就是为什么之后这个主导文之后马上就说救我们脱离凶恶。
In other words, God allows various trials and tests in our lives in which temptation can occur.
这也就是说呢，神允许在我们生活中有各种各样的试炼发生。那么在这种试炼中，试探。
This is not to tempt us to sin.
这并不是试探引诱我们去犯罪。
But the primary reason is to train us to be more mature believer.
这个主要的目的是训练我们成为更成熟的信徒。
So please do always remember, there are only two sources of temptation. One is external, another one is internal.
请记住，只有两个试探的来源，一个是外部的，一个是内部。
The external source that always tempts us is Satan himself.
这个外部的试探的来源总是魔鬼。
And the internal source that always tempts us is our own desire or lust.
内部的来源就是我们自己的私欲。
And in this passage, James only deals with the internal source, which is our own lust.
在这一段里边，雅各所讲的、所讨论的是内部，就是我们自己的私欲。
Now, in 14th century, there was a king named Raynald III who ruled a nation where it is now called Belgium.
在十四世纪有一个国王叫做Raynald 三世，他的那个国家现在就是在比利时那边。
According to the historical legend, Raynald was grossly overweight.
根据这个历史的传说，这个 Raynald 这个国王非常胖。
Raynald was commonly called by his Latin nickname Crassus, which means fat.
就是他经常就被叫，就他拉丁文的外号就是胖。
Now I don't purposely pick this story to mock, you know, at those of you who think, you know, you are plus size in commercial terms. Yeah.
我不是这个讲这个故事，并不是有意要嘲笑任何胖的。
Now after a violent quarrel, Raynald's younger brother Edward led a successful revolt against him.
就是他的一个 younger brother， 就是弟弟，就是在有激烈冲突之后，他弟弟领导了一个叛乱，成功的叛乱。
Now Edward captured Raynald but did not kill him.
这个 Edward 把 Raynald 抓住，但是并没有杀他。
Now instead he built a room around Raynald in a castle and promised him he could regain his title, he could regain his property as soon as he was able to leave the room.
他在这个 Raynald 的这个周围建了一间房子，他就是说，如果你能从这个房子里出来，你就可以恢复你的这个国王的地位，还有你的财产。
Now this would not, you know, have been difficult for most people, since the room has several windows and a door of normal size, and none was, you know, locked or shut.
就这个对一般人来说并不是什么一个问题，因为这个房间有好几个窗户，也有门，而且都没有锁。
Now what's the problem?
但是这问题在哪呢？
The problem was Raynald's size.
就是说这个问题就是说这个 Reno 他的体型
The regain his freedom, he needed to lose weight.
这 要想重获自由，他就得减肥。
But Edward knew his older brother, and each day he sent a variety of delicious food.
但是他弟弟非常了解他，他 每天送给他非常好吃的食物。
So instead of losing weight by dieting his way out of prison, Reno grew fatter and fatter.
就是他并没有减肥，反倒他越吃越胖。
So when Duke Edward was accused of cruelty, he answered the people who accused him, saying, "My brother is not a prisoner."
当这个 Edward 当有人就是指责他这个他太残忍的时候，这个他回应说，我哥哥并不是个囚犯。
He may leave when he so wills.
他只要他想，他随时可以离开。
And Raynor stayed in that room for 10 years and wasn't released until after Edward died in battle.
那这个 Raynor 在那个房间里待了10年也没有能够离开，一直到 Edward 在战场上战死。
But then his health was so ruined, and he died within a year.
但是在那个时候, 真的他的健康已经这个很糟糕了, 就一年之内也就死了。
Now, as a matter of fact, Reynard, I would say Reynard was a prisoner of his own appetite.
所以在这里我们可以说, Reynard他是他自己食欲的囚徒。
So it is our fallen nature and our lust to prevent us from making the right choice.
在我们同样我们呢，就是我们自己的私欲使得我们没有办法，我们这个做正确的选择。
A response with genuine faith will lead to spiritual blessing that produce endurance and maturity, as well as more blessings when Christ returns.
如果我们对试炼的反应呢是有真正的信心，那就会使我们带向这个属灵的祝福，以及并能够产生忍耐，这样使我们在主耶稣基督回来的时候得到更大的奖赏。
Now we cannot blame God when we yield to temptation in our trials.
当我们如果在试炼当中失败的时候，我们不能怪神。
Likewise, a poor man, you know, shouldn't blame his poverty for turning him into a thief who commits robbery.
就像如果有一个穷人他去打劫，他不能埋怨是由于贫穷使他变成了一个盗贼。
We are the one who should be blamed because it is our lust that tempts us, not God.
所以这个真正需要被怪罪的是我们自己，因为是我们的私欲。 这个并不是神来试探我们。
And the third reason why we must trust God that He is not the one who tempts us in our trials is because it is our own lust that leads us to sin and death.
第三个原因我们不能埋怨神试探我们，是因为我们自己的私欲把我们带向了罪和死亡。
In verse 15, James described lust as a mother conceiving and bearing a child which is sin.
在第十五节那里，雅各把这个私欲，把描述成私欲，就像一个母亲怀孕，怀了一个小孩，就是罪。
And the final destiny and outcome of sin is death.
这个最终的命运和结果就是死。
Now James also tells us that sin is not an individual act carried out at a particular moment only.
这个雅各告诉我们，那个罪啊，并不是一个在某一个特定的时候发生的这个单独的事件。
It is not an isolated act.
也不是单独的事件。
It is not an action on impulse.
也不是一时冲动的行为。
James tells us that it is a process.
雅各告诉我们，这个是一个过程。
That once the bait is taken, the metaphor used by James shifts to a process of reproduction.
这里这个雅各就是把这个比喻变，就是用了一个生育繁殖的这个过程。
John MacArthur, president of Master Seminary, described this process in four stages, which I would like to share with you.
这个 John MacArthur, 这个是Master Seminary 的校长，他把这个过程描述成四个阶段，我在这里跟大家分享。
Now first, it begins with our desire.
第一个阶段就开始于我们自己的私欲。The
Bible tells us that before salvation, all people are slaves to lust.
圣经告诉我们，在这个有祭文之前呢，所有的人都是私欲的奴仆。
Now, as I mentioned earlier, desire itself is morally and spiritually neutral.
就像我前面提到的，这个欲望本身，不管是在道德上还在属灵上，是中立的，并不是坏。
And its rightness or wrongness is determined partly by the object that is desired, and partly by how and for what purposes it is desired.
那么这个愿望的对还是错呢？就是说，它取决于这个你所渴望的对象，你所渴望的目的，还有你想要得到你对象的这个手段。It
begins primarily as an emotion.
主要是从这一种情感开始的。A
feeling, a longing for something first.
这是一种感觉，一种渴望得到某种东西的这个。
It develops from somewhere deep within us, expressing a want to acquire, a want to achieve, or a want to possess something that we do not have.
这个呢 是从我们内心深处开始的，它就是表达出一种想要去获得，想要拥有，去完成某些事情，或者是拥有什么我们并不拥有的东西。
The desire may develop and gain our full attention.
这种欲望就会发展，到一定程度引起我们的这个就是吸引到我们全部的注意力。
And lust to sin comes much in the same way.
从私欲到罪啊，基本上也是这么一个过程。
That something we see or hear about suddenly grabs our attention and draws out a strong desire or lust or have it or to do it.
这个当我们看到听到什么时候的时候啊，突然间看到或听到什么。它就会引起我们的注意，然后它就会演变成一种强烈的愿望，至这种变成私欲，使我们就想要去做什么或想要去得到什么。
Then the next step, as MacArthur says, is deception, which is more closely related to the mind than to emotions.
这个 MacArthur 他讲到第二步呢，就是实际上一种欺骗，它这个是更多的是关不是情感，而是关于这个我们。心思意念里边的东西。
Now, when we think about a desired object, our minds begins to rationalize a justification for getting it.
当我们想我们所渴望的东西的时候，我们的心里边就会很就会合理化这个，就合理化这种去得到它的欲望。
That's virtually an automatic part of the process of temptation.
这个对这种这个过程基本上都是自动发生的。
Now we do have to tell you know our mind to rationalize our lusts because they are already so deeply influenced by our fallen nature.
所以由于我们这种坠落的本性呢，我们都不需要告诉我们的心思去为这种私欲做辩护就行。
Now like the animal or fish that goes after the bait, the desire to have.What we want is so strong that we are inclined to ignore any possible dangers and harm.
就如同这个鱼啊，或者像动物，它们去吃诱饵一样。就我们有的时候被我们的私欲所引导的时候，我们甚至就是那么的强烈，我们就忽略了可能会存在的危险，或者是造成的伤害。
And simply wanting it justifies the act of having it.
我们就是想就是去合理化我们想要得到的那种欲望。
And it is at that point, James said, that lust has conceived.
也就是在这个时候呢，也就是雅各所说的那种状态，就是罪就怀了胎。
The third step is design.
第三步呢，就是叫做设计。
Now this means that after we have rationalized and justified our desires, we make a plan to get what we want.
也就是当我们合理化了我们的这个想要得到什么东西的欲望之后，我们就做一个计划去要去得到。
And this stage, our will is involved to make a conscious decision to pursue the things we lust for until it is satisfied.
所以这个时候呢，我们的这个心思意念，我们就做出一个很明确的决定，就要去追求我们想要的东西，直到我们满意为止。
Now this is the stage where the most guilt lies.
这个就在这个阶段呢，就很多就是大部分的罪行在这个阶段就发生。
Now what has been longed for and rationalized is now consciously pursued as a matter of choice.
这个时候我们就做一个选择，我们就去。很明确的要去追求我们所想要得到的东西。
So the first stage is desire.
第一阶段就是欲望。
The second is deception.
第二阶段就是欺骗。
The third is design.
第三阶段就是设计。
And the fourth and the final stage, according to Dr. MacArthur, is disobedience.
第四个阶段，也就是对最后一个阶段呢，就是悖逆不顺服。
And this means that if we allow the process to continue, the desire inevitably produces disobedience to God's law by which it gives birth to sin.
也就是说这个就意味着这个发展的过程，如果我们就认这个发展的过程下去的话，这个不可避免的这个设计的过程就会产生对神律法的违背，这个也就是雅各所说的就是罪就生出来了。
So this process also tells us one very important thing, which is the fact that the early in the process we determine to resist, the better chance we can prevent ourselves from sinning against God.
这个过程呢，也告诉我们一个很重要的事情，就是说在这个过程当中，我们越早开始抵制这个过程的发展，就越容易不犯罪。
Now on the other hand, the longer we wait, the more likely we'll be lured to sin.
换句话说就是说我们等的时间越长，在这个过程中我们就越容易被引诱犯罪。
Now if the process of temptation is completed, sin is conceived, and the natural result will be death.
如果这个过程已经完成了，那么罪就形成了，那很自然的结果就是死。
Now Paul tells in Romans, the wages of sin is death.
这个保罗在罗马书里边说罪的工价就是死。
Now in James chapter 1 verse 15, I believe that the first and the second death are both implied.
在这个里边雅各书一章十五节那里呢讲到这死，我认为是包括第一次和第二次的死。
It refers both the temporal death and the eternal death.
也包括暂时的死和永恒的死。
In other words, sin not only brings forth physical death that separates the souls from the body, but also spiritual death that separates souls from God forever.
也就是说这个死这个罪啊不但带来身体和灵魂的分开，也带来了这个灵魂的死，也就是说跟神的分开。
And finally, sin also brings forth eternal death that separates both the body and the soul from God forever.
最后呢这个罪就使得我们的肉体和灵魂都和神永远的分离。
And no misery is greater than this, a separation from God forever.
没有什么事情比这个跟神永远的分离更加可悲的事情。
And I got to stop here, yeah. But you got my point, yeah.
我得这个差不多停在这儿，但是。
So today's message is not only to let you know why God is not responsible for our failure.
所以今天这个信息的焦点就是说你要知道我们不仅是这个在我们的试炼当中，如果我们失败了，神并不是并不负责任。
But more importantly, that this three reasons teach us that, you know, we shouldn't blame God or even doubt about His faithfulness and love, and love even for a second when we fail in our trials.
而且呢，我们就是告诉我们有三个原因呢，就是在我们的试炼当中，我们就根本不应该怀疑神的完全的信实和美善。
We must trust God that He's not the one who tempts us in our trials.
我们必须相信神他不是在试炼当中试探我们。
Because God has nothing to do with evil.
因为神跟这个罪恶毫无关系。
And our own lust is the real culprit.
我们的私欲实际上是真正的这个问题。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Thank you, Father, for this wonderful time.
谢谢神给我们这样一个美好的时间。
To learn your words.
去学习你的话语。
Father, we pray that Lord, you will help us, each one of us, not to yield unto temptation.
神啊，求你教导我们每一个人不是你了，是我们经历这个试探。
When the trials or tests come, we pray that, Lord, we will not turn the temptation, the occasion into, we not turn the occasion into temptation.
神啊，求你使我们在我们面对试炼的时候不要犯罪。
The Father, we pray that, Lord, we will not sin against you.
神啊，求你使我们能够不犯罪得罪你。
And help each one of us.To have this faith, genuine faith, and strength to resist evil.
神啊，给我们真正的信心跟真正的力量，使我们能够抵挡邪恶。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.